seemed like you guys were well on, you know, pretty much on top of them in the first half, and it seemed to kind of get away from you in the second. What was your observation of how things?
A team that just completely ran out of gas. I mean, three games in 7 days in three different cities. Flying all the way out here after a couple of emotional and very tight games. And the margin of error in this league is very, very narrow. I mean, we have a chance down here. It goes off the post. They go down the other end and score, and it kind of turns the game. So, I'm proud of my team for gutting it out, but it's a lot to ask of a player, especially with three subs. And it's just impossible to manage that much time and with the flights as well. But on top of that, defensively, we got to do better than that. It's just kind of been our Achilles heel all season, is we just haven't been able to shut teams down.
How much of a damper does this put on your playoff hopes? I mean, are you feel like you're still in control of things, or?
Yeah, I mean, we still will have control over our destiny, but certainly any chance of getting up there and get to the second or third it damages it. I don't think it puts us out of it, but. 3 points today would have put us in a great position where other teams are pressured to win. So,
how close will you call that Skyboat game on Wednesday now?
Because if they lose, we'll focus on our last game. If that gets us in, that's great. But it's still, the cycle is we have one game in the week, and we got to prepare for that game, regardless of their result.
Go back to you were talking about defensively, the mistakes you made today. What do you need to correct as you move forward?
Well, I mean, it's individual and it's collectively. I think, when you get tired, you get, a little lazy and you don't make that extra yard sprint, and you're not able to tackle and close people down as quick as you normally can. And, it adds to it. I mean, Sonia just had absolutely no legs back there, and, Becky was as her usual self, but even Kat was, getting caught a couple times where she's just not quite where she should be. And, you can't blame it all on fatigue. I mean, every game's important, but certainly it was a very tough stretch for us.
Can you talk about Morris? That was important.
Yeah, I mean, she deserves the goals. I mean, I think she, she's been great for us this year, doing a lot of the defensive work, a lot of the dirty work in midfield, and there's been times where she's been very dangerous getting forward and hasn't gotten the shot or hasn't gotten it on frame or keepers made saves, so... It was nice for her to get the rewards, and I think it just shows how balanced our team is as far as scoring. So, I'm not really concerned at all on the attacking side of the ball. I think defensively, we got to certainly do a better job.
Certainly seemed like you got some tough bounces, too. Certainly that second goal, it seemed like that one just kind of landed right at Milbritt's feet.
Yeah, but still, you get two players back post that, we got to have at least two or three players back there. And, it was a couple of weird bounces, but, over the course of the season, you benefit from just as many as you get punished on, and it just, it's just we needed a better performance in the second half.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.